Hi, Ben, can you hear us?
Yep, gotcha.
Awesome. Well, we are now joined by our race-winning crew chief, Ben Bashore. Ben, take us through your race from the crew chief perspective, especially those last few laps, the last lap that had us all on the edge of our seat.
Yeah, I honestly didn't, with five laps to go, thought, you know, we're probably going to finish second here if we're lucky, you know, if we can put another a couple of good laps together and get around the 21 car. I never expected to close the gap on the nine like we did. Harrison just made it work. That was incredible. But yeah, it was a crazy race on our end. We started really good. The first 90 laps went great. You know, we won won Harrison's first stage, winning stage two there. And then we were honestly terrible for 50 laps in there and spun out. We're in the back, tried to do some strategy, got on old tires. And then finally at the end there, the car kind of came back to where the speed that it had early in the race, and we were able to go get a victory.
Great. Well, we will open it up to questions. And just a reminder to the media, if you have a question for Ben, go ahead and raise your hand within the Zoom platform or type us a chat and we'll be sure to get to you. We will start off with Casey Campbell. Go ahead, Casey.
Thanks, Sam. Hey, Ben, how are you?
Good, man.
What have you seen in Harrison, Harrison's growth overall this season?
You know, he's done a tremendous job. I mean, honestly, I know he had a down year in the trucks the year before, but every time he was in our car, which was the 18 in 2019, he drove really smart. He drove better than you'd expect an 18 or 19 year old kid to drive. So we had high hopes coming in this year. And then, you know, the year started off great, you know, picking up a couple of early wins. And then this summer, we kind of got off track a little bit, but hopefully this will kind of build some momentum for next year and get us back on the right track here. But as far as his growth, you know, he gets better every week. I feel like when we go back to tracks he's already been at, you know, without having practice, it really shows. Like he's up to speed way quicker than we were maybe, you know, right after the COVID shutdown when he was going to some places that he's never been before in an Xfinity car. So, yeah, I'm really excited for these next two races after getting some momentum back on our side here.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Bob Pockris. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Ben, did you think he really had a shot there, you know, when you see him go by on the next to last lap?
No, I glanced down and looked at the lap times and saw we beat him about, I don't know, 3 or 4 tenths. So I knew he had some speed, but I didn't think, you know, as long as it took us to pass the 21, I figured Noah would have to make a mistake for us to get to him. But Harrison put together a great last lap. But to answer your question, no, I did not think we were going to get there. You know, I thought maybe we could get close, but I didn't think we had enough to get around him, to be honest.
And obviously there's some changes in the driver lineup at JGR and, you know, expecting a new Toyota team on Cup side next year. Have you heard anything about what you're doing next year? And do you want to be do you feel like you're ready for a Cup crew chief if you get tapped?
Yeah, I think that's obviously my career aspect, or career aspiration. Haven't had any conversations about that yet. Still kind of early, I guess, but don't have a definite plan yet, but I'm sure stuff will get announced here soon.
Great. Thank you.
Yep.
Any additional questions for Ben? All right, Ben, thanks so much and congratulations.
Thank you.